I want to begin the shiurim in terms of Hilchos Kashrus, beginning with the sugyas of Basa B'Cholof. So we're going to try to go, I'll say the Shulchan Aruch, not necessarily inside the Shulchan Aruch, as you can tell, but try at least to go in terms of the topics, basically according to the Seder Shulchan Aruch, give or take. The Torah tells us, Al-Savashah V'Dibah Chalavimo, which the Gemara tells us, the very famous drashas that we know from here, since it says three times, there's the Nisr of Achila Basa B'Cholof, there's the Nisr of Hanoa Basa B'Cholof, there's the Nisr of Bishul Basa B'Cholof. You know, the Torah itself only speaks about a gedi, about a little goat in its mother's milk. Nevertheless, the Tosha B'Cholof tells us, this refers, of course, not only to a gedi, this refers to other types of basar, not only with his mother's milk, other type of cholov as well. So the first two terms that are really most critical to define in terms of what is basar cholov is, number one, what is basar? And number two, what is cholov? Then you have to figure out what in the world bishul means. So after we define those couple of terms, then we'll be able to really get into the nitty-gritty part of basar cholov. So the first question, what exactly constitutes basar? So it's clear from the Gemara that it doesn't only mean basar gedi. It clearly means any basar behema. And the Mishnah raises the question, what's the status of basar oaf? What's the status of chicken, turkey, other types of birds? What's the status of basar oaf b'cholov? Do we say that basar oaf b'cholov is also included? Because after all, once you say that gedi is lav dafka, so maybe oaf is also considered to be like basar b'cholov. Or maybe no, maybe the halacha says that basar b'cholov, true, it doesn't only mean gedi, but it has to be any type of a behema, and oaf is not included. So the way the Mishnah presents it, towards the end of Perkala basar, Mishnah quotes two Tanoim who discuss the topic, and they both come to the same conclusion for different reasons. That Rabbi Akiva says that Basar Oaf is not considered to be Basar B'cholov, at least in the Torah, because it's not considered to be Dumi the Gedi. Gedi is an example, is the illustration that the Torah gives, but it has to at least be similar to a Gedi, it has to be a behemoth. If it's an Oaf, that's too distant, too remote from a Gedi, and therefore Basar B'cholov won't apply at least at a level of Deraisa. Rabbi Yossi Aglili comes to the same conclusion as Rabbi Akiva for a slightly different makor. Rabbi Yossi Aglili says that the pasuk says b'cholov imo, so that means that it has to have the ability to have cholov. So only mammals have cholov, birds don't have cholov. So therefore, Rabbi Yossi Aglili says prat la'ov she'ein l'cholov eim. So both Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yossi Aglili end up at the same place with different drushas. My nafkamina, what the drusha is. So the Gemara explains, yeah, l'chap nafkamina concerning a chaya. Is a chaya, a wild animal, a tzvi, something like that. Is that going to be basar b'cholov d'araisa? So the Gemara says, depends on the makor. So if you hold like Rabbi Akiva, that has to be dumya to gedi, so you can argue that a behema is l'chud and a chaya is l'chud. So maybe chaya is not considered to be dumya to gedi, just as oaf is not considered to be dumya to gedi, so there won't be basar b'cholov d'araisa on basar chaya. Hashem Ken, according to Yosef Glili, who emphasizes cholov aim, so the last I checked, I think that a chaya, I think wild animals, even non-domesticated animals are mammals, so they have, of course they're going to have milk. So Rabbi Yosef Glili would say that the Sar Chai would be Deraisa. So we have two different opinions in the Tanoim, assuming that the Sar Oaf is not Min HaTorah, does it necessarily mean that the Sar Chai is also not Min HaTorah? Maybe one can be Mechalik between the two. The question is whether we even paskin like these Tanoim. So the Mishnah is a very strange Mishnah. The Mishnah presents Rabbi Akiva, presents Rabbi Yosef Glili, and doesn't present any dissenting opinion. So there was a Machlekes and Rishonim. Is there really a dissenting opinion? So the Gemara is throughout Kalabasa throw around this phrase of Kasava Basar Of Deraisa, Kasava Basar Of Derabana, but then the Mishnah never really picks on who exactly is the Kasava, who disagrees potentially with Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yosef Glili. So there was a Machlekes and Rishonim. Is there anybody really who disagrees? Bottom line, does anybody disagree? Why is that important for us to know whether somebody disagrees? Usually the halacha is halacha Rabbi Akiva anyway, and the answer is, the Gemara says, halacha Rabbi Akiva mechaveiro, lo mechaveirov, that if the Rabbim, if we can dig up the Chachamim who disagree with Rabbi Akiva, im from Shlomo, that will be a true statement, so then we may be asking for trouble, then maybe we're not going to paskin like this whole shtickle term, maybe we're going to paskin that Pesar Of is Deraisa. So there is a Mishnah in Kalabasa, which is Machlekes and Rishonim, how to read it, whether there really is such an opinion of the Chachamim. So the Rif and the Rambam seem to assume that there is no dissenting opinion. So therefore, the Rif and the Rambam paskin straight out that Basar Oaf is only midrabbana. Since there's a steam in Rambams as to which version of Basar Oaf to Rabbana is the paskin. What does he hold about Chaya? In one place, the Rambam seems to say that Basar Chaya is Deraisa. In another place, the Rambam seems to say Basar Chaya is Derabbana. There's a long Lecha Mishnah trying to figure out what's going on in that aspect of the Rambam. That's not too relevant for us. We're more interested in the Basar Oaf part. So the way the Rif and the Rambam understand is that everybody basically agrees to Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yossi Aglili, and therefore we accept that Shita Lahalacha. And Tosfos disagrees. Tosfos, the Rosh shows you where Tos got it from. Tosfos, Maseches Chulin, seems to assume, no, that not only is there somebody who disagrees with Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yossi Aglili, but it's the Chacham, it's the Rambam who disagree, and therefore we should pass like that. That Halacha Lemais, Tosfos writes, that we pass the episode of their rights. We mentioned this, I think, in the Hoshana Rabbah Shir, that this is the example that the Rambam gives of a violation of Baal Tosef. The Rambam writes in the Chazmamrim that if Beis Din HaGadol misrepresents the Torah, if they tell people that what's their Rabbanon is really their Aisa, so they're in violation of Baal Tosef based on the Eitz Hadas, the Chava misrepresented the Dvar Hashem. She said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said Lo Sigubo, and it wasn't true. HaKadosh Baruch Hu never said you're not allowed to touch the Eitz Hadas. So that's the Rambam's example of Baal Tosef. For Beis Din, the Rambam says if Beis Din will get up and say that the Sar Of is their Aisa, that would be a violation of Baal Tosef, because the Torah says Kedi, and the Torah Shabbat Peh says Besar Behema, and if Beis Din wants to institute a Nisa Derabbanan of Besar Of, they can do whatever they want, but if they try to pass it off as being their Aisa, that would be a violation of Baal Tosef. So Tosfos Taka disagrees with the Rambam. Tosfos holds L'maisa that Besar Of really is their Aisa. So Machlekes have shown him what's the bottom line. If all the dust settles, what is the halacha about Besar Of? According to the Rif and the Rambam, it's considered to be only the Rabbanan, and according to Tosfos, it's considered to be their Aisa. By enough Kamina, whether it's their Aisa, the Rabbanan, L'maisa, we pass in Besar Of is awesome anyway. Even according to the Rif and the Rambam, it's also mid the Rabbanan. So the Rambam has a Chiddush in Uchas Machalos Asuros that the only time that all the Isurim of Bas B'Cholav apply, the Isur Bishul, the Isur Hanoah, as well as the Isur Achila, that's only when you're dealing with Bas B'Cholav Deraisa. Whenever you're dealing with a lower level, a watered down version of Bas B'Cholav, only Bas B'Cholav and Derabbanan, so the Chacham only made a Gezerah of Achila's Bas B'Cholav Derabbanan. But Hanoah and Bishul are going to be Mutter even L'Chadchila. It's a question where the Ram got it from. He has a Diyuk from the Gemara in Chulin, which others question whether the Diyuk is correct. But the Ma'aseh, the Rambam writes like that, and the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah and the Shach follow suit with that Rambam. It's generally assumed halacha in the beginning of Siman Pei Zayin in Yerdeya that the only time there's an Isser Hanoah as well as an Isser Bishul, that's only when you're dealing with Deraisa. So that'll come up to be an important kula for us. So if you have Besar Behema, Becholov, then you're dealing with a triple Isser of Achila, Bishul, and Hanoah. Whereas you're dealing with Besarof, so although according to Tosfos it's going to be an Isser Deraisa, which carries with it an Isser Bishul and an Isser Hanoah, Halach l'maisa that we don't accept Tosfos. The post came in the beginning of Siman Pei Zayin assume l'kula that we follow the Rif and the Rambam that Besar Of is in fact only Midrabanan, and we assume this kula of the Rambam. So we have two kulas already. That's about the end of the kulas for the year. We have two kulas put together that Besar Of is Midrabanan combined with the fact that whenever you only Midrabanan, so then the Yisr Hanoah, the Yisr Bishul don't apply. So you put those two pieces of information together, and that's where we assume halacha. There's nothing wrong with cooking chicken and milk together. There's nothing wrong with getting Hanoah from chicken and milk together. But to eat it would be, of course, prohibited in the Rabbanan. That same statement of Rabbi Akiva, that in order for Bas B'Cholav to be also min HaTorah, so it has to be Gedi. It doesn't have to be a literal Gedi, but it has to be Dumi to Gedi. It has to be similar to Gedi. So Rabbi Akiva derives other things that are also not considered to be similar to Gedi. And that's, for example, a Behema Tameya. Let's say if you have a Chazer cooked together with milk, so Rabbi Akiva says that's not considered to be Bas B'Cholav. At least Midarais is not Bas B'Cholav. There's a strange machlek as whether it's Bas B'Cholav Derabbanan. So there are some Acharim who said that, yeah, if you cook Chazer together with milk, so you've created an Issa Derabbanan of eating that taroves, because that's called Bas B'Cholav Derabbanan. So the Shach says, why in the world would the Chavim have made an Issa Derabbanan to eat it if it's also been a Torah, because it's Chazas, like Maya Hanalei Rabbanan, literally. So the Acharon tried to pilple, well, what was the accomplishment of that Issa Derabbanan, whether it exists or not. The Pashim tried, like the Shach, that never was an Issa Derabbanan, because it would have been absurd for them, it would have been superfluous for them to institute such an Issa. So Min HaTorah, of course, it's also Alta Chilas Chazah, but in terms of being Bas B'Cholav, so it's not Bas B'Cholav. So therefore, there's no Isser Achilas Bas B'Cholav on it, whatever that means, and there's no Isser Hanoah, because Chazah is Mutter B'Hanoah, there's no Isser Bishul, because Chazah is Mutter B'Bishul. So whenever you're dealing with Behemah Tameya, so Behemah Tameya is not similar to Gedi, and therefore it's Mufka from the Isser Deraisa Bas B'Cholav. The Gemara goes one step further and addresses the issue, what's the halacha if a person has meat which comes from a Behemah Tahor, it comes from a Gedi, from a shore, cow's meat, and the only problem is that it happens to be Besar Nevela, it happens to be Besar Terefa. So that's not the same as Behemah Tameya. Behemah Tameya is a Min Tamei, Svachazer, Rasus, and Gamal, things which are from the Minim of Behemah Tameyos. So that's not considered to be Dumi Gedi. So that's for sure Mufka from the Din Deraisa Bas B'Cholav. Question is, what's the status of meat which is similar to Gedi? It's the same species as a Gedi. The only thing is that it happens not to be kosher for some technical reason. So the Gemara discusses the Shaila of Besar Nevela B'Cholav, one angle, and then the Gemara talks about the other Shaila of Chelav B'Cholav. Become a little bit of a problem if you don't write Nekudas. So Chelav B'Cholav is also the same type of Mishalim. You have meat which itself is also, you're not allowed to eat it because it's the Nisa Derais of Chelav, and you go ahead and cook that up together with Cholav. So what's the status of that? Is that considered to be Basa B'Cholav or not? So what's the issue? So the Gemara raises the question of Enes Achala Lissa. Mark says that that if a person goes ahead and eats, let's say, beside the veila, which is cooked together with cholov, so can we really give you malchus for eating basa b'cholov? Can we really nab you for eating basa b'cholov? So the Gemara says, well, it's going to depend on the machlekes ha'tanoim whether einis achalalis or not. So if you hold that einis achalalis, it means once something is also for one reason, so a second issa can take effect, so then l'chara, the din is that einis achalalis. So we're not going to nail you for the issur of basa b'cholov. It's going to be also anyway to eat. It's going to be also out beside the veila. So we're going to give you malchus once for eating beside the veila. But in terms of being violating the issur achilas basa b'cholov, so the Gemara says that that you're not going to violate. If you hold that einis achalalis, if you disagree with that call, if you hold that issur achalalis, it's machlekes atanoim in the third paragraph of Yevamos, machlekes in the seventh paragraph of Chulin. So if you hold that issur is achalalis, so then yes, so we're going to give you a double malchus. We'll give you malchus for eating beside the veil, and then another malchus for eating basa b'cholov. So the Gemara presents that shaila, whether there should be a problem of basa b'cholov and beside the veil, is not really a basa b'cholov vikar shaila. It's not like we spoke about the hebat tumeya, where there's a gzeres hakosov that gedi is with my payment tumeya. This is more of a kol tarkulu vikar shaila. This is more of a klal and isurim type of a shaila, whether you accept the principle of einis achalalis or not. Because of this distinction between the p'tur of gedi, which is the p'tur in hukas basa b'cholov gezeres hakosov, in contrast to the p'tur nevela, which is a din klali type of a p'tur, so the Gemara raises the following shaila: true einis achalalis is going to kick in vis-a-vis the yisur achilas basa b'cholov, but what about legabe the yisur of bishul basa b'cholov? So perhaps we could say that bishul basa b'cholov l'chud and achilas basa b'cholov l'chud. So what would the din be? If a person wants to takes a piece of besar nevela and wants to cook it together with milk, what's the halacha? Would we permit that or not? So you can't come out einis achalal iser because there is no iser of bishul nevela. So it could be that the first iser that's chal on the ma'aseh bishul is the iser of bishul basa b'cholov. So you can have a strange situation that if the person would eat this mixture of basa b'cholov besar nevela together with cholov, we wouldn't give him malchus for basa b'cholov. So it's not called achilas basa b'cholov because of the p'tur of einis achalalis. So on the other hand, it is considered to be bishul basa b'cholov because the issur bishul is l'chud, the issur is of achil l'chud. So the Gemara presents that possibility in parakol basa. The Gemara makes an about face, and the Gemara says, no, that maybe the nature of the issur of basa b'cholov is such that it's a package deal. It's either all or nothing. We started out by saying the Torah says losav ashul di b'cholov imo. So the Torah Shabbat Pet touches up the losav ashul doesn't only mean bishul; it means bishul achil. So maybe it's all or nothing. So maybe if you have a type of a basa b'cholov which doesn't create an issur achilas basa b'cholov, even though it's only for technical reasons, because ein issur achalalis. So maybe that's sufficient to be mafkia the din of bishul basa b'cholov as well. And the Gemara seems to back out from that svar. Gemara presents that svar, it seems to back out and say no, that's not true. You can have issur bishul l'chud and issur achil l'chud. So you can't have such a situation. You can't have a scenario where you have a particular chatichas basar, which is not subject to the issur of achilas basar b'cholov, because ein issur achalal iser. On the other hand, it will be subject to the issur of bishul basar b'cholov, because l'gabi bishul, there's no problem of invoking the principle of ein issur achalal iser. That seems to be the maskanas ha-gemara. So this could potentially be a serious shaila. So you have a person who's wants to work in a non-kosher establishment, putting aside all the other potential, problems involved. So and he's asked to cook basa b'cholov. So what would that halacha be? So if he's asked to cook chaza together with milk, so that's okay. That's not a problem. Chaza and milk is have to come to cook together because that's mufka from the din basa b'cholov. But if he's asked to cook bisar nevela or bisar treifa or things of which the species is kosher, just this particular piece of meat happens to be not kosher, so that's going to be a serious problem. So according to the maskanas ha-gemara, that we pass in Shulchan Aruch that there is an issur bishul, even midaraisa on bisar nevela. That's the So even though the Gemara discusses the issue of achilas beside nevela b'cholov, and then the Gemara discusses bishul nevela b'cholov, unfortunately for us, the Gemara leaves out the most important shaila, the most relevant shaila. Most of us aren't called to cook beside nevela b'cholov, but the third category of issur the Gemara doesn't address, which can really potentially become a shaila ma'isa, and that's as follows: what's the din of an issur hana on besar nevela b'cholov? Is that a problem or is that not a problem? So at first glance, we should go back to the klal that we said, that when you're dealing with besar nevela, so there's no gezeres hakosov to mafkia the shame basa b'cholov. It is considered to be dumi d'kdi. So the only thing you can come on to is ein issur achalal iser. So let's say you have besar nevela together with cholov, and I have shaila, I want to know, can I receive hanok? Can I derive benefit from that chatichas nevela together with cholov? So chare, it's a problem because einus achalus isn't going to save you over here because besar neveil is takamuta b'hana. So there's an iser hanaz bas b'chalav that's going to be chal. And once the Gemara told us that we can distinguish between the different isurim, the same way the Gemara told us that bishul lachud and achil lachud, so maybe we can draw the following parallel and say that hanaz lachud also. So you have to pass it on each aspect of bas b'chalav and decide is einus achalus applicable or not. So the answer is it's not applicable. It's not applicable for bishul. It's not applicable for hanaz. So if you would have asked me, I would have said that when you have the sar and the vela, which is cooked together with chalav, so to get hanah from that, that is a very serious problem. That should be a desideraisa of losav hashem b'di, namely the yisra hanah of losav b'chalav, because l'chara there's no heter, l'chara ain't a chalav, is meaningless, and it is considered to be dumit k'di. So if that would be correct, that's going to cause a lot of problems for the pet owners, because there are a lot of foods out there on the market, a lot of the dog foods and the cat foods, which are real bas b'chalav. They're besar nevela, they're cooked together with milk and cheese, whatever it is. And if you hold that's a problem of hana, of besar nevela b'chalav, that's going to be a serious problem. Feeding one's animals, davra asam hana, is clearly considered to be nen and isri hana. So what's that halacha? Are we correct in our analysis? So it sounds like we're correct, but nevertheless, comes the Rambam and says, not necessarily true. Comes the Rambam and raises the following shaila, that the Gemara says that there's no iser achilas basa b'chalav on besar nevela b'chalav, and the Gemara applies the principle of einus achalal iser. So the Rambam raises the following question. The Gemara Yevamos tells us that there's an exception to the rule of einus achalal iser. There are a few exceptions, but one of the exceptions is what's called an iser mosif. Iser mosif means that, let's say, if iser number one was chal, and if iser number two wants to kick in, but iser number two is the same as iser number one in the sense of it doesn't really add all that much. It doesn't have any new dimensions that iser number one didn't have. So that's called einus achalal iser. But if iser number two has certain dimensions which iser number one did not have, so iser number two is called an iser mosif. So it's adding something. It's enhancing the first iser. So then the Gemara quotes also a machlekes atanoim. It could be that iser achalal iser b'chi hagatnas. That's a shaila in tanoim. We pask in the halacha that yes, when you have iser number two is an iser mosif, so that's considered to be yesh iser achalal iser. So the Rishonim had a machlekes. What constitutes an iser mosif? What's considered to be an added dimension of iser to, in effect, overturn the klal of einus achalal iser? So the Rambam assumed that an iser hanah does constitute an iser mosif. So now comes the Rambam and turns the question on its head. And comes the Rambam and says, how can we say that einus achalal iser, and therefore the sign of Eila B'cholav, is not considered to be a problem of Achilas Basa B'cholav, because the original Isra of Eila was Chal, so now the Isra of Basa B'cholav doesn't have room to find itself, so therefore the Gemara says, Beferish Einus Achal Isra, comes around and says, no, why don't we say that the second Isra has a status in Halach of an Isra Mosif, because since Besar Neveil is Mutab Hanah, you're allowed to give Neveil to a non-Jew, so Neveil is for sure Mutab Hanah, Basa B'cholav is Asa Hanah. So it comes to Rambam and asks the Kasha that let's say that Bas B'cholav has something above and beyond Nevela. Nevela was just an Isra Achila. Bas B'cholav is an Isra Hanah also. So since Bas B'cholav is an Isra Hanah, that's considered to be an Isra Mosif. So once it's an Isra Mosif, then we should take the whole rule of Ein Isra Chal Isra and throw it out the window and say that the Isra Achila should also be Chal. So Migo, just as the Isra Hanah is Chal, so to the Isra Achila of Bas B'cholav should be Chal. And that's against the Gemara. The Gemara says, Mamash B'feirish in Perakala Basa, that if you hold Ein Isra Chal Isra, which is the way we pass in halacha, so Ein Bas B'cholav Chal al Isra Nevela, vis-a-vis the Isra Achila. So comes the Rambam and says, why? If the Isra Hanah is considered to be an Isra Mosif, so then Isra should be Chal al Isra B'chi Agam. That's the Rambam's kasha. The Rambam phrases this question in his parish of Mishnah, he's in a set of Krisos. The Mishnah in Krisos has a famous mission appears in a few places in Shas. The person who could do one aveira, one stunt, and violate a lot of Yisurim. Yesh ochel achila achas v'chayev shmona chatos. Yesh chorish telemecha v'chayev chamish malkios. The guy who's really wants to do it well. I think it was the other way around the numbers. I think it was telemecha with who remembers the numbers? I think it was achila was five and the telem was eight. The reason why the Tanoim gave these wacky wild cases is so people should remember them, so it's hard to remember them. But anyway, the Rambam in the Perish of Mishnayos increases his bother with this kasha. How could it be? Hayitochen that the Gemara says einus achalal iser isn't the Isra Mosif gufa considered to be isn't the Isra Hanah gufa considered to be an Isra Mosif. So to solve this problem, the Rambam comes up with a gevaldik yisod. Such a gevaldik yisod that he likes the yisod so much that he coined the phrase. It's called the nekuda haniflah. Nekuda haniflah means it's a wonderful, wondrous, mamish So you say, Pilei Ploim. You sound something unbelievable. To quote somebody else, Pilei Ploim. This Yisod that the Rambam's about to develop for you. So the Rambam's building it up, and he's going to tell you what the Yisod is. So just as an aside, this phrase, Nakuda Neflah, if I'm not mistaken, was not the Rambam's words himself. The Rambam, the only thing the Rambam wrote in Lashon HaKodesh was the Mishnah Torah. All of the other works were written in Arabic, and they were translated into Hebrew. So the Rambam's Perish HaMishnayis, the way we have it today, is not the Rambam's words. The Rambam wrote in Arabic. Anyone who wants to read, knows how to read Arabic, should read the original. So the text that we have was a translation. So Rav Kapach, several years ago, decided to rewrite the original translation from 800 years ago into what he corrected some of them, what he claimed corrected some of the Arabic nuances that he put into more correct translation. So I never bothered to check, but I was told that he claims that the phrase Nakuda Nifla was a mistranslation of what the Rambam was saying. I don't know what the Rambam was saying. He was saying something else fancy in Arabic. So he gave a new term to it. So after 800 years, what in the yeshivas was known as the Nakuda Nifla ceased to exist. If you read the Rav Kapach's Mishnah, that was a little bit of a letdown. So we'll still call it the Nakuda Nifla. If the Dari Daris was called that, so whether it's Batos or not, we'll keep it. So who cares what he called it? Takas, what did he say? What was the Yisod? So comes the Rambam and says, the Yisod is as follows, that in the realm of Basa B'cholav, in the realm of certain other Machalos Asuros, then the Rambam starts to get tricky when this applies and when this doesn't apply, but the Rambam says as follows, that sometimes, at least in the realm of Basa B'cholav, you have to ask yourself the following question. You have to start with the Yisra Achila. You can't start with the Yisra Hanah. You have to first define whether this particular Basa B'cholav is Asa B'achila. If and when it's also bi'achila, then the Yisra HaNoah kind of schleps along. What the Rambam is telling us is that the Iker Yisra of Bas B'cholav is Achilas Bas B'cholav. There is an Yisra B'Yisra HaNoah, that's true, Los of Ashla three times, that's all very nice, but you can't have an Yisra HaNoah independent of an Yisra Achila. Only once it's already been paskened up, this particular piece of meat is also Achilas Bas B'cholav, then you could say, aha, you have a piece of meat that's an Yisra Achila Bas B'cholav, the male we can throw at you in Yisra HaNoah as well, but the Icarus has to start with the Achila. So comes the Rambam and says, you can't ask this question. It's an unfair question to ask. Let's say that Bas B'cholav is an Yisra Mosif, because since there's an Yisra HaNoah, so therefore we're going to say it's an Yisra Mosif, and we're going to turn around and say, therefore it should be also Achila also. You can't do that. You can't start with HaNoah. You have to start with Achila. So you have to take a look at this piece of meat. It's Basar Nevela B'cholav. So ask yourself one question. Is it also the achila of bas b'cholav? And the answer is no, because ain't it's a chal l'sar. Because once you've already paskened up that there's an issur veil on it, so the second issur isn't going to be chal. So ain't it's a chal l'sar. So that's the end of the discussion. Says the Rambam, you have to close the book at that point. You can't start from the other angle and say, well, there's an issur hanos, let's call that an issur mos. If you can't do that, you have to first pasken up the chal achila. Once there's no issur achila, the male nafala yisrei nafala binyan, so the whole thing falls apart, and the male there's no issur hanos either. And then you're left with nothing. So in a chanami, Issa Bishul is Taka Lachud. Issa Bishul stands in and of itself. That's what the Gemara says, Beferish and Chulin, that there's an Issa Bishul on Basar Nevela B'cholav, but the Issa Achil is not. And the Rambam's Chiddush is that the Issa Anoah is not going to be as well. It's a little bit of a Chiddush, this Rambam, on several different points. But one interesting Chiddush that the Rambam is telling us is that since the Issa Achila disappears, so the male of the Yisra HaNoah disappears as well. That Yisra of Ein Yisra Chal Alisar is not so partial. That means that the second Yisra is not Chal Lagamre. The Gemara, if anything, sounds the opposite of that. The Gemara Masechet Yevamos discusses a person who does a particular Ma'aseh which has with it a lot of different Chayvei Misas based in. So we know the Gemara Sanhedrin tells us that if a person does Aveir X, so then he's Chayev Skila, and he does Aveir X, he's Chayev Y, he's Chayev Herek, Chenek, etc. And not only is there a difference in terms of the Mises Bezin that's meted out to the person, but there's a difference in terms of what Beis HaKvaras he's orcha to be in. That the Halach L'Noshim Mesinai, that the Niskolim and the Nisrafim are put in one Beis HaKvaras, and the Nechnachim and the Haragim, which are the lower level Yisurim, are put in a different Beis HaKvaras. So the Gemara says in Maseches Yevamos that in theory you can have a person who does an Aveira, we're going to give him the lower level Mises Bezin, because the lower level Mises Bezin was the first Issa that was Chal. So vis-a-vis the second Issa, we're going to say Ein Issa Chal Alissa. But Lagabi Kvura, the Gemara sounds like we're going to bury him in the more Chamadika one. What does that mean? So the way it's generally assumed by the Echavarim to mean is that Ein Issa Chal Alissa means that in Huchas Onshin, that means we don't punish the guy with the second Onesh, but Klapishmaya Galya means is the second Issa Chal? Of course the second Issa is Chal. Einis lechalas, it means that we as a Beisdin, we don't meet out the two sets of Malkus. So we don't meet out the Mohammedic Beisdin. But in terms of Lamaisin and Eilus Al-Yonim, did he violate the second Isur? Of course he violated something which was two Isurim. So if that's true, that Einis lechalas, it doesn't mean that the Isur Mamish doesn't exist. It just means that Beisdin's hands are tied, that we can't be Manish for that second Isur. So how could the Rambam turn around and say that when we're paskining up whether there's going to be an Isser Hano and Basa B'cholav and Besan Avela B'cholav, so we ask ourselves, well, if there's no Isser Achila, so the middle is no Isser Hano. What do you mean there's no Isser Achila? There is an Isser Achila. Beis Din can't give you Malkus for the Isser Achila, but the Isser Achila is there in theory. So that's a problem. That's a technical quirk with the Shita Rambam. But Lamaisa, the Rambam says, this Yisai, that this is what he coins, at least somebody coined the phrase in the Kuna Hanifla. And this is the Rambam's Yisrael. So according to the Rambam, it'll come out a tremendous kula. So we started off by saying that if you want to feed dog food, you want to feed cat food, which is besar nevela b'chalav, so then it should be an Yisrael deraisa, according to the Rambam. It's mutla chathila, because according to the Rambam, that's not considered to be b'chalav b'chalav. It's not considered to be hanof and b'chalav b'chalav, because since there's no Yisrael achila, because there's no Yisrael achila, so the nail Yisrael no doesn't set in either. Question is, does everybody accept the Shita of Rambam? So there is a Tosfos in Maseches Chulin that may disagree with the Rambam. It's not the Feirish that it disagrees with the Rambam. What led some Achronim to say that Tosfos disagrees is because Tosfos happens to disagree with the Rambam's whole premise about Isser Mosif. The Gemara says that when you have an Isser Mosif, so Isser is Chalal Isser, that is correct. The only thing is, the Gemara never says the Feirish that Isser Anah is considered to be an Isser Mosif. That's the Rambam's Chiddush. So Tosfos in Perek Yud Anosh and Chulin happens to disagree with that Yisrael. Tosfos holds that Isser Anah doesn't qualify as an additional dimension to in effect overrule the principle of Einis Achalal Issa. So if Tosfos is, according to Tosfos Yisod, so then the whole kasha in the Rambam didn't get rolling. What was the Rambam's kasha in the Perek Mishnayos? That how can the Gemara say that there's no Isser Achilas Basa B'cholav on the side of Vela? What happened to the problem of Isser Mosif? So to solve that problem, the Rambam had to create a whole Yisoid that whenever the Isser Achilas doesn't apply, the Isser Noah doesn't apply. So Tosfos says it's not true. The whole Yisoid may be wrong because the whole Kasha was wrong. According to Tosfos, it's quite possible when you have the side of Vela B'cholav, Isser Achilas in fact is not. Isser Bishul, there is the Gemara Beferish, and Isser Hanah, there is also. It's quite possible. And the fact that there's an Isser Hanah doesn't affect Kihuzeh, whether it's called an Isser Mosif. So according to Tosfos, it wasn't necessary for Tosfos to follow in the footsteps of the Rambam on the Kura Hanifla. So Tosfos may be like we said, the Svar Rishona was, that first impression was, that if you have the sign of Eil B'cholof, so just as there's an Isser Bishul, there's going to be an Isser Hanah. That's not a Sira. So this is a big machlokes aposkim now, how we should paskin on the shaila, because on the one hand we have the Rambam Befeirush who says that it's mutar, on the other hand we have lurking in the background a Tosfos who may disagree. So shaila v'deraisa here. So the Dagom Revavon, the notes of the Nei Behuda, and the side of the Siman Pei, beginning of Siman Pei Zion. So the Nei Behuda is makel. The Nei Behuda writes that, you know, Lamaisa, we have the Rambam who says something Befeirush. Tosfos may agree to the Rambam. They may have also liked the Nekudah Nefla. It's an independent question whether you like the Nekudah Nefla or not, but Tosfos says that, but the Nebuta says, but since we don't really know whether Tosfos disagrees or not, so ain't something multimedia vabri. So those who want to be makel to follow the Shita of Rambam must have a right to do so. And many other Achimarim said it's not true. The Prima God and others, Piskachuva quotes, a group of Achimarim will say that no, that this is a Shavu D'Araisa. All we have is the Rambam who's makel. And we have reason to believe that Tosfos may disagree, and maybe most of Rishonim may disagree. And we said, Kufa, the Rambam's Nekudah Nefla is a little bit shaky. We don't exactly understand all the details of the Rambam's Nekudah Nefla. So then maybe one can argue that as the Shav Deraisa, one is really supposed to be Machmir. So this is the Shaila. This is Halach Lamaisa. The Shaila, what's the din? Are you permitted to give the Bas B'chol of dog foods and cat foods? Are you permitted to feed them to your pets or not? According to the Rambam, it's Mutter. According to Tosfos, it may be also, Machlek is Acharonim, whether one is supposed to be Machmir or not. How can one circumvent this problem? So if one checks the ingredients and finds out that it's Besar Oaf, so if it's Besar Oaf B'chol of, which some of them are, so then we can go back to what we said before, that when is there an Isser Hanah, that was the Rambam's Chiddush. That Rambam's Chiddush we will accept. That cool, the Rambam will fulfill. That's okay. So the Rabban anyway. So the Rambam's cool is that whenever you have Besar Oaf, which is only the Rabbanan, so Besar Oaf, the Cholav, is Taka Mutab Hanah, so that we're going to be Mekel on. So that's the Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam, the Shach, everyone's Mekel, beginning of Siman Pei Zayin and that. So if one has a choice between feeding Basar Behema, the beef and cheese together, or the chicken and cheese together, so one should clearly choose the chicken and cheese, not to get involved in any of the shilas whatsoever. That's the pasha what one is supposed to do. And when I used to be in the mall, there are some Paramus, so there used to be a pet store. So my kids used to love going to that pet store. That was our activity. So we go to the pet store, and they'd sit around. How long can you look at the same dogs and cats in the window? So I noticed they had a whole shelves full of dog food and cat food. So I figured, you know what? Every once in a while, somebody asks me a shayla about a different brand of dog food. I don't have a dog. So I never know what the answer to the question. I figured, you know, this is my time to catch on my bikinis. So I started and make little notes. Alpo, Purina, Machlekes, Matanoi, Machizram, that whole thing down pat. So unfortunately, they closed the store, so I'm not up to date anymore. What's going on? So anyway, last year when I was saying the shiurim, so the following week somebody came and presented me a can of dog food with a hashkacha on it. It wasn't a hashkacha that it was kosher. It said the favorite said it was from non-kosher ingredients, but it was free of basar b'chalav. It was stafka chicken and milk together. And to make it better, if you're already investing on free of basar b'chalav dog food, so you might as well get chametz free also. So the taco was kashla pesach also. So it was kashla pesach treif dog food, but it's mutter b'hanoch. That was the CRC from not the Satma, not the Zachtas, the other CRC from Chicago. So they were, there aren't too many dogs in Williamsburg. So they were trying to, in Chicago, so they put their stamp of approval on this particular can. So we talk, I had it in our house for a while, because every once in a while, you know, someone asked me a shayla, so I would show them this particular brand. This is the way to go. And when that got mixed up with some of the other food in the house, I figured that's not such a good idea. So no, it didn't get cooked in, it just was in the same shelf. So I figured we better yank it off the shelf. And then right before Pesach, so my wife has one of our professors who's not yet Shomer Torah Mitzvahs. So she happens to have a dog, so we figured I'll be mezakeh her. So I gave her this dog food. I figured sometimes, you know, you go around giving shmul matzah to people, hopefully they're going to enhance the Pesach a little bit. I gave her the kashla Pesach dog food, at least to me, one kazayas of Ayur Rav Ayamotze, one kazayas of being nana. And I should tell me, well, no, this dog food is not good for this dog and that dog. That much lumbus, I didn't know. But anyway, if you're interested, if you own a pet, so you should seriously look into the shayla, whether there are ways to circumvent this problem. Yeah, Chavarim Abadim with the Kasha, really in a certain sense a very lumpish Kasha, according to the Rambam, who says that there's no Basar B'Cholav, no Isra, no Basar B'Cholav, and even if you don't accept the Rambam, just in terms of the Gemara also, because at least vis-a-vis Achila, the Gemara says there's no Achila's Basar B'Cholav and Basar Neveila. So come to Chavarim and he asks a conceptual question, namely, how can you invoke the principle of Ein Issachal al Isser when you're dealing with Basar B'Cholav? I mean, the Isser Basar B'Cholav won't be Chal on the Isser of Nevela, but there's another half of Basar B'Cholav, and that's the Cholav. So the Cholav, there's nothing wrong with the Cholav. The Cholav is not Cholav from Nevela, it's not Cholav from a Trefa, it's Cholav which is kosher to the Cholav Yisrael, which is cooked together with your Basar Nevela. So true Ein Issachal al Isser vis-a-vis the Basar part, but maybe Lagabi the Cholav should become Osar. So that's the kasha that the Chavarim asked, that maybe we could divide between Basar and Cholav. So you can't get enough from this whole conglomeration, because when you're feeding the dog food to the dog, so you're feeding them the cheese, you're feeding them the milk part also. So on the milk, typically, that there's no din of Ein Issachal al Isser. That's the kasha that the Chavarim asked. So the Chassam Sofer has an interesting yisai. The Chassam Sofer suggests that perhaps you see from this Gemara, from this Rambam, that when you're dealing with Isser Basar B'Cholav, so we think it takes two to tango, that there's Basar and there's Cholav, and the two Dvarim shall have to, and they combine together and they create an Isser. So says the Chassam Sofer, that's not 100% true, that the main component of the Isser of Basar B'Cholav is the Basar. The Chassam Sofer says that's the real Isser. The Cholav's also Basar, that's true. But the Chassam Sofer develops the Yisrael that you can't have a shame Basar B'Cholav if you have a Basar which is Mutter. That means Cholzma, it's like the Rambam in a sense. You have to, the same way the Rambam said that the main Isser is Achila, and once you pass in the Achila is Mutter, so that no is Mutter. The Chassam Sofer is carrying that same idea over to the Basar B'Cholav prop, to the two components. I mean, first you have to decide, is there a Basar which is a Dover Asar? Im Dim Salam, that the Basar is Asar, then you can ask for the Cholav also. But if the Basar is Mutter for whatever reason, because it's Enes Chalis or whatever it is, Nevela, whatever you name it, if the Basar is going to be Mutter, so Nevela, the Cholav is going to be Mutter as well. Where the Chassam Sofer get this idea that the Basar is the more important Issa than the Cholav? So there's a one day in the Gemara in Chulin that says this to the following extent. The Gemara is Machlekes, now what's the din if a person takes Basar B'Cholav and eats a half a kazayis of basar and a half a kazayis of the chalav. Is that considered to be that he ate basar b'chalav or not? So the Gemara calls one opinion that says no, he didn't violate the shear of basar b'chalav because gedi asra taira v'lo chalav. That the Torah says basar v'ashal gedi. That's the isra. The isra is the gedi b'chalav imo. That means the isra is not eating the chalav part of the taravis. The isra is only eating the gedi part. If the gedi was b'chalav imo, then it's asra. So when the person eats a half a kazayis of basar, he ate only half chatzi shear. The chatzi shear of chalav is not going to be mitzaref together. So the Gemara happens to reject that. We paskin against that. We paskin that. No, that they're both asra. The gedi is asra and the chalav is asra. So the Chasam Sofer says, yeah, it's true. We reject that. That was the unbelievable opinion. That was mamash the extreme opinion to say that there is no isra of chalav. The isra is only basar the chalav. But the isra, there's no isra b'fnei atzmo the chalav. So as the Chasam Sofer, that far we don't go, but we accept. There's a kernel of truth, even in the shitas that we don't paskin like. We accept that aspect of that shita, that the real isser is the basa. The real isser is the basa. When there's an isser basa, then the chalav schleps along. In this case, if the sign available, there's no isser basa, so then the chalav doesn't schlep along. That's Chasam Sofer's suggestion. So the Chazanish said that he doesn't think that's right. Chazanish writes that, lamaisa, we paskin that, chatzishim izeh is also. So the two independent components of the isser. So why is it, in the case of the sign available, there's no basa b'chalav part? So says the Chazanish, because the isra of basar b'chalav means that you have to have two things together. It's not that the basar is more chomer than the chalav. It's not that one is the main isra and one's the tafel isra. The name of the game is basar b'chalav. So if you're missing one of those two, for whatever reason you're missing it, because it's b'san avayl, enis achalav, whatever it is, I'm sure what the lumdus is. If once you cross out one of those two ingredients out of the mixture, so then the isra of basar b'chalav is not going to kick in. Nothing to do with one being more chomer than the other. The reason why you can't have basar b'chalav, you can't have an isra chalav if niyatzel. The same way the Chazanish says, if for some reason the chalav would be mutter, let's say you would use chalav treif or something, so the isser bas b'chalav would be ein isser chal isser on the chalav part. So that would also say, if there's no basar and there's no chalav, then there's no isser bas b'chalav. According to Chasam Sofer, the only thing that matters is the basar. According to the Chazanish, it's not just the basar that matters. You have to have two independent components. Each one has to qualify for an isser, and if and when both of them are subject to the isser bas b'chalav, then and only then does the isser bas b'chalav kick in. So at least this year we try to define one word, kedi, basar. Hopefully next week we'll try to define chalav a little bit.
Two housekeeping issues. There's been a suggestion and only a question on whether or not we should have a shear.